4 minutes.
Good afternoon, Rusty. I thought I heard another Roger type radio in there, but I don't know who it was. It was real weak. Well, I'm headed down to the dermatologist getting to look at my foot. Let me turn this radio down, buddy. And other than that, everything's going fine. I've been working in the radio room a little bit today and with the chickens some. And how's your day going, buddy?
Ron, I got to figure out how to turn off on this radio. Got to look in the book to do that because I don't know how I turned it on either. Anyway, now I'm doing pretty good. I got a bunch of things done around the house this morning. Then I went out and had to pick up some stuff at Wally World and went by Olive Garden and had lunch and saw my favorite bartender there and had a chance to talk with her and tell her Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and tell her I'd see her next year. And taking my time and doing a few things I need to do and going to start getting stuff together, get things in the area, you know, so I'm ready to go. And right now I'm going to pull in here and get gas, and it's like where I'm stopping, the gas is like $3.03 a gallon, or it used to be about $3.15 or $3.18, so anyway, but it's where I get gas, and they've come down some, so I'm going to stop here and gas up and fill up for the week. That way I'll have my car already gassed up to travel next week, so I only got to go out one more time, or twice more tomorrow, and then Sunday for the church. Other than that, you know, it is what it is today.
Roger. Yeah, they took 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve to bring the price down. It's getting near the midterm elections, you know. But from what I heard, and it has no bearing on what reality is, they said that after Christmas and New Year's, traffic gets over with, the price should go down, but it'll be $5 a gallon by June. So we'll hope that don't come to fruition. Entirely, Rusty. Sincere OTR.
Hey, Tom, and 4DJC.
Good afternoon, Jerry. Very nice to hear you today. Did you get that joke I sent you the other day?
I don't know if I did or not. I'll have to check it. It might have gone to my spam folder. I'll check when I get back downstairs to see if it did, but it may have. I'm not sure. It usually goes straight into my inbox, so I'll have to look.
I'll tell you as a text. It was a picture, and it was just a hunting joke. It was kind of funny. It was from back in the 80s.
I got it.
Put mustard up and send it to you on email. Gosh, it's a beautiful day. I got 66 degrees here, and I think it was about 68 at home. We're just headed to the dermatologist for my foot, and I might get him to burn off a lump and a bump on my head. But other than that, I've been switching my power supplies around. Had a bridge rectifier go out of a 35-amp supply, which was my own fault. I dropped the wire and it hit a power transistor. And when I was checking another antenna, one of those that just had a little spring tension on it and it flopped over in the wrong place. But I fixed it. So and I had a spare 35-amp supply, so I wasn't broke down or anything except for the time it took to swap them out. So I swapped it back in, and I put an appreciable amount of heat shrink on that particular wire now, so it can't do that again, hopefully.
Second that time, I got to run downstairs. My wife is asking me a question. I can't. I got to go check. So what's wrong with the TV? I should be back just a second in 4DJC.
Not a problem, Jerry. Go right ahead. It's N0TR. W2T N0TR. Are you still there, Rusty? N0TR. You was real nearly a week that time. This is Gerald Jr.
I'm back up here now. I didn't know whether you were talking to me or not. I just now keyed back up. Must have been somebody else in there in 4DJC.
Okay, so was. Rusty was there, and Marie said he had a problem of some kind, but it really wasn't. There's a memory option. I think it's in the Yesu radios. Ray Allison, K4SUG, used to tell him how to fix that real quick. That gives you a Roger beep like the old CB radio, so that's what we always called it, a Roger beep, before the transmission when you key. And that was in there, and he was going to try to get it out, but I don't know if he arrived at his destination or what exactly, Jerry, but I give him another call just to see if he was there, and no joy on that. Well, what are you up to today?
Not much of anything. Wife had been out this morning, this afternoon to go get some groceries. We've got our grandkids staying with us tomorrow for the next several days while the parents are out of town. So we got, we'll have to keep those. Of course, they entertain themselves mostly now anyway, but we'll have to make sure they got all the stuff they need to entertain themselves, all the games and that sort of thing. But other than that, I hadn't done a thing. I think I went out to get a little something to eat about lunchtime. That's been about it for me today.
You know what? We're going to have Christmas down at the grandkids' house, and my daughter and son-in-law and granddaughter from Michigan's coming in. She's going to Ohio State, but she'll be here. And talked to her last night and enjoyed that. And the weather's fair all over the country, I think, right now. I know there's a cold front up there someplace. You know, I don't know when the rain's coming here. I noticed it's starting to cloud up, pretty high clouds right now. But maybe that'll keep the temperature a little more warm. I had 39 degrees this morning when we got up, Jerry. And boy, keeping up with the games of them grandkids, that'd be a chore in itself, wouldn't it?
Your grandson does some online playing with some of his friends. Granddaughter, she got her own little thing she does, but I don't have to do them. They can do them themselves. All I got to do is just make sure their computers and systems are charged up. That's about the only thing I need to do, Tom, which is pretty simple. I don't have to help them out with it. And generally, I don't have to, because they've already got everything set up on the network. So just going to make sure everything's charged up and working. That's about it. But they've here at the ages now, 9-11, where they can, you know, have to do much with them. But for instance, really athletic type kid, he's basketball and soccer and football and the whole thing. And so I can't get out. I got a big enough yard where I can get out and throw to him. But I can't get out in the yard very much and chase a ball around like I could at one time. He said you were going to dermatologist today. I went about a month ago and had a couple.
Your signal dropped out completely, Jerry. Those are hicks today, Rusty. Crashed and burned, and now you crashed and burned. In 0TR, listening.
N4, is that LK?
I see. I better roll this window back up. I just had to drop a... Well, I gotta watch out, though. I mean, I could be next, you know. What are you doing out working?
I'm the one that needs to be careful. Sounds like you're killing all the other radios.
It is in CB language. I got the most bodacious signal. I must have overdrove them there. On their uppers and their lowers. Remember them days?
I'm sure I was around, but I wasn't into it then. But I got the idea. Anyway, I'll let you go. I'm about where I'm going. I just was listening and thought I'd throw that out there. Hope you have a good day. And if I don't talk to you, Merry Christmas. N4ZLK.
same to you, Shane, and 73's to you.
Hi, Shane.
There's some breeze, and we wish you all and your family the same, and most of all, a safe day, Shane. 73's, maybe I'll catch you on the way back. Up here in Wade Hampton by the Sphinx store, I'd say it's east of the Walmart store, shall we say. This is N0TR. Talk to you later, Shane. We got a distraction here. 73's.
Hope you have a good one, too. Enjoy your time with Tom there. N4ZLK.
W2T on the road again. Hey, Shane. Bye, Shane.
N4ZLK.
N4ZLK. I had a brain, you know what, there a second ago. I couldn't pull your call up, Shane. Okay, Rusty, go ahead. You just kind of crashed, and Shane said I was crashing everybody's radio because Jerry, he dropped out like that.
Oh, I pulled under the covered area for the gas pumps at the gas station where I stopped to put go juice in my car, filling it up so that when I'm ready to leave on Monday, I don't have to hit the gas station first thing before I get on the road that morning.
Is that the day your QSY to your sisters?
Roger, roger.
Roger on that. Well, that's wonderful. I lost both my sisters at very young ages. I don't know what would have happened. History's funny that way, Rusty. It really is. But anyways, on the good side, they finally, a chiropractor of all things, and I'm not a chiropractor type of guy, and our daughter Amy that's works for GE here, had a standing MRI. Now, they did MRIs and CTs and all that. And they said, well, it might be a bulging disc, but nobody ever pinpointed it and solved the ambiguity, shall we say. And, you know, after that chiropractor did that standing MRI, heck, I could have diagnosed it, Rusty. I'm serious. There was three bulging discs.
Not good. That's not good. And no chiropractor will work on me anymore because of the simple fact that with my three compressed discs, they won't even consider adjusting me anymore. And I don't, you know, I can understand it. I just don't want my back messed up anymore. But yep. And so anyway, well, I have arrived back at the home QTH, and I'm gonna go in and let the dog out. Carry what goodies I bought at Wally World earlier in with me. And tomorrow I'll start packing things up and start getting ready to get on the road and go from there.
And will you have a safe trip, a wonderful visit, and Merry Christmas to you and your sis. And I guess you could get on Echo Link down there if you wanted to. So I'll listen out for you. You're leaving Monday about what time?
I'll be on the road by 9 o'clock. I want to be in. That'll put me, if I get on the road by 9, that'll put me down there by 4 that afternoon. So, and I'll miss most of the traffic through the Jacksonville area down there.
Roger. We came by there one time when we went to Clearwater, I think it was, when it was. And I was going to go out to the old Naval Air Station there where I was stationed for a while, but it was out of the way, and I don't like long drives, and so I didn't go. But what town does she live in now, Rusty?
Her address is St. Augustine, but if I leave her subdivision and I turn right on the road and I drive 20 minutes, I'll be in Jacksonville. If I leave her subdivision, turn left on that road and make the curves around, about 28 minutes later, I'll be in St. Augustine. So she's actually closer to Jacksonville than St. Augustine, but her address is St. Augustine because she's in that county. So that's what it is. Well, I'll talk to you later. I'm back here at the house and I need to get inside. And we'll talk to you later. Tom, you and Bernice, be careful out there. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. I used to drive from Jacksonville to St. Augustine when I was going to school there on my little 160 twin-cylinder Honda, and I had a ball. Except I didn't like going across them drawbridges with them grapes in it. We didn't have those in Kansas. Talk to you later, Rusty. W22N0TR clear.
My back in here, my battery went dead on me. I had to hook up my power supply. Hit 4DJC.
Oh, okay. What kind of, well, I don't know what you're running. If you was running on battery, what, you got a deep cycle or something you run on, Jerry?
It's actually a backup. It's on this Icon 705, it uses a handheld battery, so you don't have to hook it up to supply. But it all runs 5 watts on the handheld battery, and when you put it on DC, it runs 10 watts. That is a little all-band, all-mode, QRP rig, D-Star. I use it mostly for satellites, too, but it does got everything on this. It's one of these touchscreen SDR-type icons. This is a nice little read. I've used it quite a bit and enjoy it. It's easy to see, and the program is not too difficult on it, and it makes it really easy to handle satellites. I think just it weighs about 2.5 pounds. It's not a lot bigger than old handhelds used to be, but I could walk outside with it, hook it up to my satellite antenna, and work the FM sets with it.
You're going to have to come up here one of these days and have a visit with us and explain some of that to me. They concentrated on that a lot in the extra class test way back when, but I just never done it. I had a friend that done it, and he had 1,500 watts on 2 meters and these antennas that would follow the satellites. I think there was 4 of them on that one tower. It was amazing. But I'm going to be going into an area here on Wade Hampton, down by Lidl's here in Taylor's, that I'll drop out for maybe a minute or a minute and a half, probably. Jerry, how many watts does it usually take to make a satellite contact? I was thinking it only takes about 5.
Will work just fine, but most of them, a lot of people run more power. That's really all that's necessary. You can do it with a, three element beam. I use 3 elements on 2 meters and then 7 on 440. One of these cross band. It's basically it's got deflection built in air. One of these air antennas. It can be handheld or used on a tripod. I also have another one. It's called an ELK, which is a log periodic. It's 5 elements, but it's all in one plane, so you can twist it around as a satellite crosses the sky. Usually the Doppler doesn't affect much on a space station, since it's not tumbling. You don't have to worry too much about it. And the downlink is on the 2 meter side, so there's not quite as much Doppler on the 2 meter side. And takes 5 watts in a fairly simple antenna. Actually, I've done it on a lot before. It's, when there weren't many people on, that's just basically getting through all the QRM, all the other people on that they're trying to get in, waiting for the right time to call and that sort of thing.
I think I might have passed the bad spot now. I'm near Bob Jones University. Well, that's interesting, Jerry. If you drink this, she's having a coughing spell here. Jerry, do you actually have a conversation with one of the astronauts, or is it a data transmission just for a confirmation or something?
4 messages. They had a slow scan TV event recently, and it's on 145-800. Basically, you just have a you can use a handheld with a 2 meter antenna. Some people can actually do it on a vertical, but 3 element beam works fine. You just receive it and record it, and then you play the volume back to an app on your phone. It decodes the slow scan TV, and then they have a voice repeater. It's 435 up, I think, and 145 990 or something like that, 144 990 down. that's basically a repeater, and you're talking to other hams on that. And occasionally the astronauts will get on that. And but most of the astronaut activity is, you know, talking to schools. They have schedules set up with schools all across the, and throughout the United States and rest of the world too, and they have schedules set up where the kids get on there and they will ask questions, and 9 times out of 10 that's, of course, that's a ham setup, and they have frequencies that nobody else knows to use, so they don't interfere with anybody and nobody can get in on it. And but most of the activity is voice repeater activity, and also they have an APRS digipeater on board too. They can swap repeater from voice to digipeater, and digipeater is on just like a standard APRS, and it you're basically sending data transmissions and acknowledgements back and forth. That's, and I do both of them, but I only use about 5 watts for that.
I'm trying to get around the car up here. This guy's driving me nuts. And, I see there's a semi truck up here. Well, that's interesting, Jerry, but sounds a little bit too involved for my liking, but I got to try to switch lanes here while I got an opportunity. And I hate being behind high-profile vehicles. You can't see squat what's going on in front of you. But there's not much way you can avoid that nowadays, high. Boy, the skyline sure looks different down here, Jerry, going into Greenville anymore. Yeah, I won't say it's good, but it is interesting.
Building everything up, it looks totally different than it was when we moved here 20-something years ago, almost 30 years ago now, I guess. It's totally different. The downtown's completely changed.
Yeah, our small town community is not there anymore. But I think everybody I talk to lately is from the Northeast, or mostly Northeast. Yeah, but quite a few from California now. But I've never met anyone that moved down here from Kansas. Except us. But I think they come from everywhere else. A lot of Michigan ones, I guess, from the automotive industry moved down here. Unfortunately, our kids haven't decided to move this way, and I don't think they ever will. They like snow.
Yeah, when my wife managed an apartment complex in Rock Hill, we had a lot of new people coming in there from Ohio. And evidently there was a manufacturing business that moved from Ohio to Rock Hill, and there was a bunch of people from Ohio trying to get apartments and that sort of thing. There was a bunch of them coming down from there. That's been 40 years ago now, I guess, time. But now, my neighbor across the street is from New York, and we have a neighbor down below us from Michigan. We got a young couple up the road from us here from Ohio, but I think they're natives. I think they're from Tennessee originally, but they were up from Ohio and moved back. But these folks from Michigan, they get these get a lot of guys that are in families that have they're retired early, with big pensions, and so they can come down here and live compared to what they have to pay up in that part of the country.
Yeah, I guess the taxes are just unbelievable up in the Northeast. I got a nephew that lives up there, outside of Boston, out in the country. But I talked to a guy probably 20 years ago on HF, and he was from Boston. He says, I was asking him about that, and he said, well, the rule of thumb, Tom, is, if you don't have a driveway, it's a $500,000 home. And if you have a driveway, it's a $1 million home. Yeah, I know Mike's was originally priced at $4 million. And, gosh, I bet you could buy that same place down here for, $375,000 to $500,000, someplace along in that area. But it is beautiful, I will say that. But a little bit out of my pay grade.
The son-in-law's sister and his brother-in-law moved down from Boston to Charlotte about 8 or 10 years ago now, and they just, yeah, they've been up there for a long time. He worked in the banking industry. She worked for, I think she worked for United as a stewardess or hostess or whatever you call them. She worked for them for a good many years, and they moved down here, and one of the kids is in second year Clemson. The other one's going to be down here too, probably looks like, and my son's other brother has got one of his girls just graduated from Clemson, and the other one is just starting this year, and he's there from Virginia. They're trying to decide whether they're going to move to this area and move on down to Florida maybe. But he lives in D.C. and he said he'd be so glad to get out of a place he didn't know what to do. He does some type of consulting work for the government, I guess. We got a lot of people moving in. They all complain after they get down here, though. Sometimes they complain about everything. I said, you know, just don't do what you did where you came from to ruin it up there, ruin it down here like you ruined it up there. if you do the same thing, it ain't going to be any better here.
Yeah, I think that's what they call progress, Jerry, and it's happening here, but we still got a wonderful town here. I like it where we live. We're kind of out and away from it, and but the hustle and bustle on Highway 101 now, that you used to could drive home and you'd see three or four cars along the way. Now it's a traffic jam, no matter what time of day you go through there, but at least they finally put a stoplight in up there by us, and it moves a lot of traffic, I'll say that. But gosh, I bet you they built 500-600 houses up there now. Boy, this courthouse they're building here in Greenville, something to behold. We're just passing it right now down here, Jerry. So I better shut down and let you go. Man, those guys are up there on those JLGs, you know, the high lifts. You wouldn't believe how far those things extend. Like 5 stories, and they're up there working on the windows and such. I used to do that, but I think ours went to 60 feet, and that was plenty high for me. If you start moving around up there, or if there was a wind, it got a little dicey. Take care, Jerry. Nice talking to you. And I hope to hear you before Christmas and all. If not, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And we'll catch you down the line, Jerry. In 4DJC and 0TR73, Jerry.
Okay, Tom, me and Bernice have a nice afternoon. It's supposed to be real nice tomorrow. I think it's going to rain a little bit Saturday, I hope. We need a little bit here. Y'all have a nice afternoon. I'll certainly talk to you before Christmas for sure. And catch you a little bit later. N4DJC, clear.